Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Ken Harbaugh, host of Warriors in Their Own Words. In this preview, we'll be sharing a clip from tomorrow's interview with Staff Sergeant Beth King. If you'd like to see more previews like this, please let us know at kharbaugh@evergreenpodcasts.com.
We're flying at a higher elevation. We're coming through absolutely no gunfire that night. And everyone's like, wow, that's weird. That's actually kind of nice, you know? When we come in, we get to right outside Sign Up for Miracle, which was the FOB name. It was right there in the Pesh River Valley. And we start circling to lose altitude, and about 400 feet off the ground, an RPG comes through the belly of the aircraft, kind of at a forward angle, and went right into the gator. I was on the rampage, about 4 feet or so from where the RPG came in. And it went into the engine of the gator and exploded, which ignited the gas line and caught the aircraft on fire. Now, because the gator was there, I think is the only reason they were able to land that aircraft, because otherwise the trajectory, it would have severed our drive training. We would have lost all ability. So really, the gator saved us. So, the fire starts going and the aircraft starts shaking. A wiring harness underneath was all severed, so the pilots had absolutely no instruments. Everything was lighting up, like warning, everything was wrong. But they still had control, so they were able to continue down. But as the air flows through, basically it's pushing all the fire back towards me on the ramp. The aircraft was all kinds of shaky, so I was kind of getting jumbled around. And snuck, we have what we call a monkey tail, which is basically like a cargo strap that goes from between our shoulder blades to some point on the aircraft so that you can't get thrown too far, basically. But I was hooked in, so I wasn't like too worried as I'm inching backwards up the ramp, trying to get out of the fire. You know, my boots are starting to singe a little bit. I'm like, oh, this is not good. And I hit my head off the aft transmission pan, and you know, I'm just somehow I get knocked out. I'm not sure whether I just hooked out or if I wasn't aware of how close I was and I stepped one step too far, but I went over the edge and I just kind of dangled by my monkey tail for the last 150 feet of descent. So it's kind of shaking like a little rag doll. And when they landed, they were right side high. All the rotor blades all like hit off the ground on the left, and like the rotor blades were going everywhere. We had ammunition inside the aircraft cooking off in the fire. So like a little fireworks show in there, which really kind of ruined fireworks for me for the rest of my life, I think. I don't like the sight of them. I don't like the sound of them. But we got down, and I realized in the shaking, my comms, my mic button was hung up. So I could hear them in my ears. I kind of lost consciousness there for a second. And I come back to them, like, going, trying to figure out if I'm still alive or where I'm at, as they're trying to get everyone off the front of the aircraft. So I finally grab my mic cord, and I'm like, I'm here, I'm up. I just need to come in to unhook myself. So I crawled back into the aircraft, unhooked my tail, went to jump off, but then my vest got caught in the hinge. So I had to come back up again into it, work my vest off, and then I jumped to the ground. I don't know how far it was. I want to say it was, you know, anywhere from like a quarter to a It's probably just a quarter of a mile we were from the FOB we were trying to land in. So We all gathered up on the side of the aircraft, and we said, this is no good, we have to leave, everything's cooking off inside. So the pilot decided that we were just going to run to the wall and try to get someone to talk to us through the window of the tower in the wall around the fob. So that's what we did. We all ran up to the wall. We got permission to enter. So we all, one by one, helped everyone climb through the window. We got into the fob, and then the Air Force PJs came to get us and bring us back to our fob for the night.
That was Staff Sergeant Beth King. Make sure to catch our full interview with King when it releases tomorrow.
The Battle of Waterloo was one of the most famous turning points in world history. But what happened next? My name's David Montgomery, and I'm the host of The Siecle, a history podcast that tackles exactly that. Join me as I cover France's overlooked century in between Napoleon and World War I. The Siecle, spelled S-I-E-C-L-E, is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network and can be found wherever you get podcasts.